Well, hello there and welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King and I'm glad you've joined us for today's program because we're going to talk about creating a miracle realm or an atmosphere for miracles. And we have our special guest, Joshua Mills. Would you like to be able to create a realm for the miraculous in your life? Well, you're going to find out through 7 keys that Joshua Mills is going to share with us today on how to create that very thing. Thanks so much for joining us, Joshua. And you've written a book called Atmospheres, and it speaks about creating atmospheres for the miracles, the abundance of God, the goodness of God.
Right.
And we're so excited about that book and the teaching within it because it's practical. It's not only spiritual revelation, but, you know, sometimes we can get so much spiritual revelation tucked in, but then we don't know what to do with it.
Right.
But I love the way that you impart the revelation and then you give practical ways on how we can walk it out. So explain, first of all, what is a miracle atmosphere?
A miracle atmosphere, or what I like to call a miracle realm, is a place of experiencing the blessings of God, the supernatural moves of God. We've experienced this miracle realm coming many times in our life where, you know, people will go from a place of poverty or not having anything to a place of experiencing divine prosperity, or people will go from a place of having sickness, disease, infirmity in their body to a place of complete healing and wholeness. And so that, you know, when you come into that place of experiencing these miracles, the divine presence of the Holy Spirit, it is a miracle realm.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have this miracle realm every single day in our home, in our workplace, in our schools, in our communities. Everywhere we go, God wants to give us that miracle realm.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
It's like heaven to earth.
It is.
It's heaven invading earth. It's the kingdom. Jesus said, you go and preach the word and the kingdom will manifest.
It is.
And that's what it is. Now, in your book, you have outlined for us so wonderfully these 7 steps or 7 keys on opening up a miracle realm. So I think we've got enough time on the program to probably go through all 7. So what's the first one?
I want to share the first key. It's make room for God daily. Make room for God daily. God's greatest desire is to fellowship with you on a daily basis. One word from God is more life-changing than a lifetime of man's wisdom. One touch from God has the ability to revolutionize every area of your life. One glimpse of God's glory will change your vision and cause you to see things that you have never dreamed possible. Make room for God in your life every day by spending time in prayer, praise, or reading His Word. And it ties in with Psalm 84, verse 10, which is, better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Wow. I remember, Joshua, when we were visiting Dr. Oral Roberts before he went on to glory.
Right.
And he so, you know, beautifully opened that door for me to go as well and to sit with him. And when we were there, he had us all ask one question. We could all ask one question. The question that was on my heart was, how do you manage to be in charge of so many things? Like, he was a televangelist. He was a great apostolic leader, planting the city of faith and medical missions and hospitals and, you know, just overseeing so many things. He authored many books, all of that. How do you do that and keep fresh in God? And he said, that's easy. It's easy. He said, I make my time with God a priority. He said, it's a priority. And I call it my sacred time. And I go into my sacred place. And I spend time with God in that place. And he said that every mandate that he received was out of that place with God.
Right.
And he said, so when God would give him a vision to do something, he said, God never had to ask me twice. I would just say yes. And the grace would kick in from that place. And he said, everything was birthed out of that miracle dimension because the miracles are birthed out of his presence.
Right, absolutely.
And it was awesome. And I remember that when he gave us as ministers, he said, I'm going to pray for you all. I'm going to impart something. So whatever you want, you can have, you know, the impartation of my faith, miracles, apostolic, all that. And all I could think of is, I want that sacred time, sacred place, because that's the key to it all, isn't it?
It's Matthew 6:6,
mm-hmm.
where it says, get into that place, close the door behind you, and spend time in prayer. Just seek God in secret. And whatever you seek God for in secret, He will reward you openly or in the open, God will reward you.
And, you know, in a busy world, we just have to make sure he has that time. Like right. Dr. Oral Roberts said, there's no one more important, not my wife, not the President of the United States, not even my children, are more important than God. I give God the first and the best.
Right.
And if we have that in our heart, everything will flow out of that. And then, you know, divine order comes.
And so, it opens up that miracle realm.
Exactly. You live in it because it's the realm of God.
Because, you know, miracles aren't something that you can explain in the natural. It's not a natural manifestation, but it's a supernatural manifestation of a supernatural God. And when we make time for God daily, we're making time for his supernatural flow to flow into our lives. It's absolutely beautiful.
I'm getting a word for someone right now, Joshua, and it's actually for a minister of the gospel. And you have been neglecting your time with the Lord. And this isn't a condemnation. You know, many things can get inside the life, but you're watching this and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I need to return to that time with the Lord. And the Lord says, yes, you do. You need to return, because if you will go into the secret place, if you will spend time with him, there's a realm of revelation that's going to come to you, that is going to open up so many rivers of his glory into your life. And just determine to make that a priority, because the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to fill you in just new dimensions beyond anything that you could ever comprehend. And so you might have to do some wrestling and wrestle through that flesh and, you know, wrestle through the distractions, but it'll be worth the battle. You will be a victor in it. You will win. And then I see this great realm opening up for you. And we have a journal, actually, that I made in memory of Dr. Oral Roberts.
It's beautiful. You gave me one. It's
Sacred Time, Sacred Place. And I just love it, because it's a place where you can pen those real special things that God gives you in his presence.
Right.
But what's the second key?
The second key is to resist the enemy. The scriptures tell us that if we resist the enemy of our soul, he has no choice but to flee. Freedom is a choice. I want you to get that in your spirit. Freedom is a choice. If you want to see the glory of God increase in your life, begin focusing on the good things of God and resist the temptations of the enemy. Now, 1 Peter 5:9 says, resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
Wow.
And so we must resist the enemy.
Because he's a liar, isn't he?
He's a liar and he's a thief.
Yeah.
And so the miracles that God wants to do in our life, if we give room for the enemy will come in and literally steal the miracles that God wants to do.
And usually it's the exact opposite of what he tells you is true.
Right.
You know, so
always.
You know, it's just like, just turn it. Like, turn it to the exact opposite and you'll get it. I remember one time we were doing a large conference. It was our first conference with a large budget. It was a $250,000 budget, and it was the first time that we'd stepped out in faith, and we didn't even know it was going to be that much when we first stepped out in it. Kind of, you know,
it grew.
It was swelling. And the enemy came to me and he said, you're going to go under, you're going to lose everything, you know. And for a moment, you know, when you think about that, fear can hit you, because his lies will always produce fear.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit said to me, the exact opposite is true. The exact opposite is true.
Right.
This is going to be a time of gain for you. This is going to be a time of increase for you.
Right.
You are not going to go under. You're going to go to the next level. And I'm going to meet all of the need. And as soon as I heard the Holy Spirit, I had something to hold on to. But I had to resist the enemy, even with the word the Spirit was giving me. I said, flee in Jesus' name, because this is what's true. You are a liar.
Right. Resisting the enemy opens up the miracles of God to flow. And, you know, fear never produces a miracle, but faith always does. So God wants us to be faith-filled instead of being fearful. And a lot of people in the church, they've been so fearful of everything.
Right.
I mean, you know, from being in churches, a lot of times people are always looking for demons, always looking for the enemy, always looking for evil. Whatever you look for, that's what you're going to find.
Right.
And so it's important that we look for God, that we resist the enemy, but then we begin to look for the things of God and allow God to open up that miracle realm for
us. And even in the area of intercession, I know a lot of intercessors will actually get a revelation, like, let's say, the Holy Spirit showing them the root of a problem in someone's life. Like maybe, you know, a religious spirit, let's say, has harassed the pastor or something.
Right.
But instead of fighting that off, knowing that they have the authority, they'll dwell on the negative.
Right.
They'll dwell on what the enemy is doing. Say, oh, did you hear that? The pastor's got a religious spirit. Isn't that awful? Instead of going after that thing and taking the victory on behalf of the pastor.
Right.
So, okay, so we're going to resist the devil. And what's number three?
The third key is to determine to access the miracle realm by faith. I love that.
Come on.
Access the miracle realm by faith.
And I like the word determine.
Determine. You have to determine.
Yeah, that is an intentional decision.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Faith moves mountains. It removes obstacles. It shifts the supernatural into the natural realm. Sing your praises with faith. Read your Bible in faith. Give your financial offerings in faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with faith, you become a receiver of heaven's rewards. And that's Romans 5, verse 2. We have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
I've seen you and Janet Angela move in such great faith, like in the midst of all kinds of pressures coming against you and contrary things. You'll say, no, we believe the word of God and we are determined to see this word work.
Right.
And it's just aligning yourself with faith and moving in that dimension
the
of faith.
The word always works because it's an inspired word.
Yeah.
It's the absolute truth.
Yeah.
And that's something that we've always determined in our life, to stand on the word, regardless what it looks like in the natural. Because the natural circumstance, it changes all the time. My feelings in the morning, they're changing all the time. But God's word, it never changes. It's always the same forever and ever.
Woo.
And if you choose to stand on the truth of God's word, then you choose to walk in the blessings of it.
Amen. And the manifestation of that word will come in to your life. We're going to take a break right now, but we'll be right back, because your faith is being built now for you to produce miracle atmospheres and realms in your life.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in Hebrews 4, verse 12, it says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love the word expectation, because the Holy Spirit told me, he said, you can have what you expect if what you expect is according to my will.
Right.
That is a huge invitation. It's pretty easy to discern what the will of God is, because you just have to read the Bible.
It's right there.
It's right there in print for you. It's pretty easy. But he says, if you expect my word to come alive in your life, you will see the manifestation of it.
Right.
Expectation is so powerful.
When you begin to read the word of God, it becomes your revelation. Your revelation determines your expectation.
Yeah.
So when you begin to read the word of God, suddenly you have an expectation for this word to begin to unfold in your life. I find that as I'm reading the word of God about healing, I have an expectation to see healings in my life.
Yes, exactly.
When I read the word of God about, you know, financial provision or miracle supply, I begin to expect that in my own life.
Exactly.
It's absolutely amazing. I remember several years ago, I was reading within the Word of God about Jesus when he came back from the grave. He went to see his disciples, and they were all locked inside the house. And I read about Jesus just passing through the wall. He just walked right through the wall. And when I read that, it hit me in such a special way, because I'd received all these prophetic words about being taken places in the spirit. I was going to go from nation to nation, and God was going to do a move. And when I began to read that, I had that expectation that the same Jesus that walked through the walls in the Bible walk through the walls in me.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
I love it. And
so many times in my own life, the miracles that I've seen has been a result of the miracles that I've seen
right
here in the Word of God.
And that's why he puts those in here.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not just a book of doctrine. It's a book of an encounter.
Not only is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, but his miracles are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
It's wonderful, isn't it? You know, Joshua, I remember one time I was in a conference, and I was speaking, and the Lord wanted me to speak on healing. And I don't often speak on healing. It's, you know, God most of the time gives me other things to speak on.
Right.
But when I walked into the room, I knew right away in worship, I thought, I've got an obstacle to overcome, because there's not an expectation for healing here. And so when I got up to speak, it was like speaking through mud at first. It was just like such a heavy atmosphere. There was no expectation in the room for anything, let alone healing. So what the Spirit told me to do, he said, build the expectation of the people. So I started sharing testimony out of the Word of God, but also right. other testimonies of healing.
That's
and
awesome.
You could feel the atmosphere change.
Right, building and that miracle realm.
The atmosphere changed, and you could feel more and more faith built. And then the expectation, all of a sudden there's this expectation that was fever pitch. And the Lord said, that's your miracle realm, move into that now. And right. we had so many healings, but we actually created the realm through
amazing.
Expectation. What's the next key?
The next key is allow God to make any necessary changes in your life. Do not resist the changes, but allow God to create new habits, new routines, new assignments, and thought patterns. God wants you to live in the glory realm and in victory. Acts 3 verse 19 says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What kind of changes should we be open to?
Well, you know, in order to grab hold of the new, you have to let go of mm-hmm. the old. And I think, you know, human nature is to be comfortable.
Yeah.
To not let go, to have our comfortable little homes and our comfortable yeah. little lifestyles and our comfortable seat in the church and our everything's about yeah. just being comfortable. But oftentimes I've found that in order to receive the greatest miracles that God has for us, he gives us an invitation to stretch for them.
Yeah,
he doesn't always
true.
Just throw them in our lap, but he gives us an invitation to reach a little bit higher, to stretch a little bit further. And so, you know, oftentimes God will speak to us about singing a new song.
Yeah.
Well, this makes me uncomfortable. What are the words? What? Yeah. How do I know how the song goes if it's new? That's the thing. You don't.
You have to be willing
it's new.
To change.
You have to be
yeah.
willing to let go of the old yeah. and grab hold of
and
the new.
And even every move of God, you know, when the Spirit sovereignly comes and
right.
people flow in that move. And then you know, you have it waning a bit because God goes to the next wave of sometimes something totally different.
Right.
But you've got to be willing to make that change. If you want to catch every wave of the miraculous,
right.
you need to be willing to lay some things down, catch other things, and make those changes. That's really
right.
good. What's the next one?
The next key here, number six, is celebrate your victories and focus on your triumphs. Rejoice and give God praise for the breakthroughs that you're experiencing in your life today. Mm. They may seem small right now, but as you focus on them, they will grow and increase. Do not pray your problems, but praise God for your victories, and you'll see them overtake every area of your life. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 says, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
I love it.
Yeah.
Last night, we were in a meeting with you, and I've seen the Spirit of God pour out on you like copious amounts of gold. I've seen it all over your hair,
right.
your clothing, your face, your ears.
Right.
I mean, everywhere. And I've seen oil pour forth from you, like just cupfuls of oil
right.
and out of your feet and all that. It's signs and wonders. These are miracles of God. But last night, there was all of a sudden a little tiny bit of glitter that showed up on your hands. And I loved watching you celebrate that little. And you just stopped everything. And you said, oh, look at what's happening. There's a little bit of glitter here. Isn't that wonderful? And I mean, you're a man who's used to, you know, big things. And yet you're so willing to celebrate what looks small because you knew it was from God.
Right.
But what was so cool was as you brought that to everyone's attention and as you publicly celebrated the little, it started coming on others. And I
right.
had some on my hands, both my hands, I had little bits of glitter.
Right.
And I started thanking God for it and it started increasing. So I think that that is a really powerful key because sometimes we despise the days of small beginnings or we think, oh, that's nothing worth celebrating. And I'm looking for something much bigger than that. But
right.
because we weren't faithful to celebrate the small, we don't get the increase.
Right. Something that the Lord showed me is that our thankfulness always opens up a divine portal. It's a door to more.
Yeah.
And as we're thankful for the little things, it opens up that door of greatness to experience the big things. And, you know, last night in the meeting when I began to talk about the gold dust that was coming on my hands, just a few little specks, it was wonderful how 50, 60 people there last night all of a sudden began to get gold on their hands, on their faces, or clothing. I mean, it's just the outpouring of God.
I know. And it was just by celebration.
Right.
It was by thanking Him for just the little bit that He was giving out.
In our life, when, you know, when things are going wrong, instead of focusing on the troubles, it's so important to look at the things that are going right and give God thanks for those and realize that that same miracle in one area or another area is able to overtake every area of our life.
I remember as a young Christian, I learned the hymn, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one."
Right.
You know, and you know, that's celebration and it's Thanksgiving. And it's amazing how it creates an atmosphere of pleasure. It creates an atmosphere of faith, you know, just by counting blessings, just by being thankful.
Right.
It opens up the realm of the miraculous for sure.
Right, it does.
And what's the last one?
The final key for creating a miracle realm is never make any important decisions until you have encountered the presence of God's glory. Within God's glory is a realm of direction. Within God's glory is a realm of success and overflowing blessing. Bring all of your important decisions to God and allow Him to give you His perfect peace with an answer. The difference between a good idea or a God idea could mean success or failure. Good ideas sometimes work, but God ideas always succeed.
That is so good.
Psalm 91, verse 15. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
I love it.
God wants to speak to us.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, who wants to be stuck with something that God is not in?
Right.
As good as it might be.
Right.
But, you know, when you capture the heart of God and just move right into the midst of that flow of what He has, then miracles are within that flow.
But you know, oftentimes I've discovered that people settle for the good when God wants to give them the great.
Right.
Often people see a good situation, they say, I'll take that, when God says, I want to give you a great situation, you know.
Right.
And something that happened last year, I was on the airplane, and I have the elite status because I fly so much. And I was sitting back in the economy class, and as I was sitting in my seat, the airline stewardess came up to me and she said, Mr. Mills, I said, yes. She said, I've got a first class ticket for you. You've been upgraded. And she said, I'm going to need your economy ticket. And suddenly it hit me like a ton of bricks. In order to be upgraded to first class, you have to let go of your economy.
Yeah, you
have to let go of the good in order to receive the great.
That is so good.
And this comes when we hear God's voice. This comes when we're listening to Him, paying attention to what He's saying.
Wow. Joshua, can I have you pray for the viewers now? We just have less than a minute left on the program.
Right.
But can I have you pray for that miracle realm to open up for them?
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank You that Your Spirit of glory is here. And even right now, I thank You that You're moving into the rooms, into the homes, into the hospital rooms, into the schools, into the workplaces right now of the viewers that are watching and listening. Right now, I thank You, Lord, for releasing Your miracle realm with blessing, with favor. Lord, I thank You for working healing miracles, miracles of provision in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.